Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the, what, about fourth annual Football Pubcast pre-season show? Bloody hell, you're all excited, aren't you?
Oh, we started?
Yeah, we have bloody started.
Oh, everyone didn't know we started.
You're soft start, so I'm not going to start
again. And he was talking over most of it.
Well, he was mumbling.
I think you should start again.
Should we start again?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth annual Football Pubcast pre-season show.
Yay!
Isn't that nice, you bastard?
Very aggressive your way there. Mine and Dan's were sort of like, "Wee," and yours was like, "Wee."
Well, Andy Franks is aggressive. I mean, when he's not busy upsetting Celtic fans, he's trying to upset us lot. And I think Andy wants to give a heartfelt apology to the Celtic fan who said he's going to stop listening to the show after his comments last week.
Well, he's not listening to it, so I'm not apologising.
Oh, well, there, you've got away with it.
No, but seriously, a few fans let you down. It happens with all teams. But if you're going to travel with close to 8,000 people, there's going to be a few problems.
We're equal opportunity haters on the podcast. We hate fans of most teams.
Yeah, I hate a lot of my fans. A lot of Brentford fans.
It's going to say fan as well.
Yeah.
Some of them I do, actually. I'm just a hater.
I hate a lot of
you are. You are, but that is the hate of Andy Franks. We have got Jim Staples here. We've got Dan Silver here.
Hello.
Been away for a few weeks.
Yeah, it feels like I haven't been here for ages.
I know, it's been glorious, but welcome back. And of course,
sorry, that's the pre-season show. Andy's brought the Sunday People Sports supplement with him.
Well, it's a fixtures list, actually.
Well, yeah, and it's sort of, yeah, but they've got Kim's hot tip. They've got a woman doing the tips.
Whoa.
Is she hot?
Well, I don't
not
know.
Necessarily. It might be South North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il.
Kimberly Lloyd Owen. What the hell are they thinking?
Right, well, do you know what?
Speaking of which, European Championship.
No, do you know what? That leads in quite nicely to. Have you seen the official Liverpool document that got leaked today?
I've heard about it.
You see that they've basically Liverpool have issued a handbook to their staff, right? That now, how ridiculous is this? They're now not allowed to use such terms as man up, play like a girl, princess. Or don't be a woman.
Princess, I like princess.
Yeah, I like princess. And man up, they're not allowed to use any of those terms because it's deemed offensive.
To who?
Princesses.
Oh, princesses.
Yeah. That is very, very peculiar. Very peculiar.
It's just getting the point.
I'd like to read the handbook.
Just don't even.
On women's football, Germany won their sixth consecutive women's European Championship.
They were favourites, weren't they, as well?
They've won six in a row.
After five wins in a row, you'd have thought they were probably favourites.
They got beaten by, who were they playing, Norway?
Norway. Yeah.
They got beaten by Norway in the group stage, yeah. So they lost 1-0 to them.
Is that Teutonic grit when it gets to the latter stages, isn't it?
Do you know, I did actually flick over to when England were playing France.
And we got Mullard.
I saw that we were 3-0 down.
not a lot of point watching this.
Quality of the final was quite good. I watched some of that. I saw Norway miss their second pen. I didn't see the first one. Well, I say miss, the keeper saved it a bit.
Apparently the keeper saved the first.
Keeper's an absolute beast. Just an absolute beast.
You know, there was who was it? I think it was someone in the
Mail. It was in the Mail.
One of the journos wrote this ridiculous article about how in women's football there should be male goalkeepers because the female goalkeepers just weren't good enough.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, then for the African Nations Cup, we'll have proper goalkeepers for that as well.
Yeah.
You're going to stretch those rules out. There was someone doing the live blog on the Guardian's website as well. He did the live blog for the Man United game.
Yeah.
He's an absolute genius. Just doesn't give a fuck. How he's still got a job there, I don't know. It's just hilarious.
Very nice.
Fair enough.
Well, we'll have to have a look who he is. Football's back. Almost. Nearly. Kind of.
Who's going to a game this weekend?
Not this weekend. I'm going to Charity Shield in 2 weeks' time.
Proper game, Mike.
Yeah, pre-season friendly, innit?
Man United. Just talk about football.
Are you home or away?
We are home to Colyard. Then we're at home on Tuesday as well, the League Cup. Then I'm away at Wolves. Then I'm at home to Brentford. Then I'm away to Swindon. So it's about 3 months before I'm not actually going to go to a game. Shrewsbury away.
I bet your missus is delighted.
I can't wait for. We're going to Port Vale away. That's how much we've missed football.
Good result. Work,
Stoke on Trent.
Cardiff 3-2.
Beat Cardiff 3-2 last night.
It was last night.
And Simon Moore, our goalkeeper, has just signed for Cardiff and we just went unbeaten last night. So
he wasn't playing. Though.
No, he wasn't.
It was the lad that he got a hat-trick, didn't he?
We're going to call him McLovin. I can't remember his name, but it's Mc. Mike something. He's from Everton. We got him on loan.
McElney,
that's it. Yeah. McLovin's better.
Was it hat-trick or did he get two?
Two, and it was Paul Hayes who got the other one.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually had a good pre-season.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit, because it's still July today, isn't it? It just feels like so early, the football season starting again.
Good.
Well, the,
it's a week earlier than normal.
Yeah, especially with all the European football being back. I mean, our friend Celtic are playing tonight against Elfsborg, who bizarrely have got a Celtic player on loan who is going to play against them because they didn't think to put a clause in his contract.
Oh, really?
Because he played for some Swedish team who they didn't expect to come up in Europe, they didn't put a clause in saying he can't play against Celtic.
Who's playing?
Celtic Augsburg.
Is it second leg?
No,
who's playing against Celtic?
Mo Bangora. He's a Sierra Leonean 20-year-old.
So he's actually 42.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's Cardiff's uncle.
Right.
But yeah,
that's interesting. I thought that would be an automatic clause, or that it's not even like it's in the contract. Well,
it's bad how clubs miss that sometimes,
don't
they? Yeah. Well, when they can field an ineligible player, they can field a lone player for another team.
But on the subject of Scottish teams in Europe, quick congratulations to St Johnstone for knocking out Rosenborg last week. Cracking result for them.
That's a great result. Yeah.
And a massive, let's go straight and say, dissing of Hibernian for losing 7-0 at home to Malmo.
Hibernian, you've been 7-0. Dissed.
Malmo are going on to play Swansea, who hopefully have a bit more about them, but Black, you've been dissed. You've been dissed and there's nothing you can do about it. I wonder if there's going to be a trend now. Do you remember the old Hearts fans doing the 5 and the 1 and getting the girl on babe stage and told up? I wonder if there'll be Malmo fans now holding up 7 fingers.
Where's the
what, on one hand?
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been to Malmo?
Where's the first leg of that?
The first leg of hoops.
Swansea, I think
it's at the Liberty Stadium.
They need a couple of goals there, didn't they?
Yeah.
They need a couple of goals.
Oh, yeah, Malmo apparently very good footballing side. I famously lost to Nottingham Forest in the European Cup final way back in the day. Our times have moved on.
Actually, Swansea are a good footballing team as well, though.
Might be losing Luke Moore, though. Big blow for them.
That's a shame.
Palace. Why are Palace on it? Shit like that. I don't know.
Right, well, we'll have a look.
We're talking about Palace now, cool.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd start from the bottom and head upwards, especially seeing as Jim isn't going to be here for that long. And he does love.
Hold on, he's not in the bottom anymore, though, is he?
But I mean, with the Football League, we're going to work our way up. And I thought it'd be nice for Jim to get a chance to talk about Gillingham. But seeing as League 2 is...
Well, you've got a list here.
That's just when I printed the screen. They were just highlighted. That's irrelevant.
But you're picking Crawley.
Is League 2 still our league?
It can be if you want.
It can be, yeah. It used to be, and then Gillingham got promoted. But let's stick with it. League 2. I'm going to go with Dan. What are your thoughts on League 2 this season, Dan?
Massive.
Same as mine.
Yeah. I don't even know what the freaking bit of paper is.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're our resident expert on all things lower league. Now, who are you tipping?
Of course, we're going to really stand out. They're shorts of the odds, but it never goes down to the shorts of the odds. Last year, last year, Royal Farm were favourites. They finished second. They were about the same price as Portsmouth. But they've spent a lot of money. Pompey haven't spent a lot of money, but they've got some good sort of free signings in.
Yeah, but they trimmed their way. They trimmed a lot of their squad again, didn't they?
They absolutely had to. But, I mean, from the thing that's coming out of the club, they've signed some really decent players. They've signed some really good League One players.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if you're down there and you're a club like Portsmouth, they can get a lot of players on the basis that they are Portsmouth. They're a big club to play for that league. So they're signing players that have been released by Championship clubs. Danny East is there, who was on loan at Gills last season. Really capable right back. Can play midfield as well. So, I mean, they're going to be there.
My dark horse to League 2, Southend. Got a pretty decent manager there. Now, I reckon, and he's done quite well. You know, his own signings last season weren't too bad.
Oh, yeah, Phil Brown was only there right at the end of the season, and they finished dismally.
They started really well.
And the start they were doing really well. The thing is with Southend, they've lost their three best players. Britt Summerball, I can't remember where he went, and Gavin Tomlin went to Port Vale. That's 60-70 goals between them that they've lost, and they haven't replaced them. They also lost their centre-back Cresswell. He went to...
I think you're also forgetting one of the key players.
Well, he wasn't playing at the end of the season.
I know. Was it anything going on to do Ultimate Fighting?
Belal Moshe, like
I think he's actually going. He had a trial recently at a big Rangers.
Glasgow Rangers.
Yeah, he had a trial at Rangers. I don't know how it went.
And we must say that some of Rangers fans are equally drunk and violent, just to appease the Celtic fans.
Oh, yeah.
Scumbags was the word.
Didn't Christmas sign for Brentford?
No.
I can't remember where he went to a decent League One side. So,
who was the best team in that league that you saw last year that didn't get out of the league?
Burton Albion. But they finished in the playoffs last season, and they got one more games than Gilles and Port Vale, who finished first and third.
Stranger down there at 22-1.
The thing is, they were more likely to get relegated last season than promoted, and obviously they didn't do it in the end. They went out to Bradford over two legs.
Is it still Pesky to lead out?
No, it's not been in for it's Rowett, I believe. But they played some really good football, and they were just an unknown package. But you get that in every league, like last season, Yeovil would have been massive odds on for relegation.
They weren't being talked about promotion.
Exactly, nowhere near that.
Not. See, my own personal tip, admittedly in a very small knowledge of the leagues, would be Bristol Rovers, who were fantastic towards the end of last season.
Bristol Rovers kind of the same as Portsmouth, big club, big following, and they should be doing a lot better than they did. But yeah, they got in their old manager and they went through a run about halfway through the season where you've actually thought from being like 18th, 19th place, they might actually have a run at the playoffs, which was ridiculous from where they came from.
What sort of numbers are they getting through the gate at Portsmouth now? Like with the
still good fans,
13,000. Yeah. They'll take 2,000
out of capacity of
28,000.
Yeah, it's quite. It's not a small. But I mean,
they'll be looking to get 14,000-15,000 sometimes this season. No matter, depending on who they're playing or what have you. But the thing is, they'll get, the same Wolves are going to get. Pompey and Arrow are a really, really big club in League Two. But the players they are signing, they're not like Wolves. Wolves have still got quite a lot of high marquee players who might not fancy League One. But the players Pompey have signed, they'll have a good little dig at League Two.
Yeah.
But other than them, I'm looking at Fleetwood, who've spent really well. They were spending last season and didn't really gel together, but they've spent some really well. And also Oxford, who had a really good end to last season. Another club like Bristol Rovers, who just came from nowhere, suddenly you were looking and thinking, shit, they might actually get
there. I obviously went to see Oxford last season, and I'd a friend of a friend who is a massive Celtic girl that followed him for years and years, never missed a game, and he was despondent halfway through last season because they just looked rotten. They started very well and then they just dropped off completely, so it'd be great to see them bounce back a bit. Another big club, even though they've only got three sides to their stadium.
In terms of surprise packages, I'd have a look at Plymouth, who are out there at what, 30s, 40s,
like that. Good set of fans, like Plymouth take good away, don't they?
Yeah, they do, considering where they are geographically as well, they take a ridiculous amount
of money. Miles away.
But I think that with their home form, they could do a bit this season. And Newport, friend of the show, Lee Minchell.
Yeah.
I could see them, just that wave that came through the playoffs. You sometimes see that wave of sort of, didn't really happen for Wimbledon when they came up.
A bit of momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we've seen it before. Crawley, I know Crawley won the league, so slightly different. But out the two promoted sides, I see Newport. I think they've got some.
You do get a lot of teams who go up consecutively. I think MacTown did it about 15 years ago when they came up. Stevenage have moved up the leagues very quickly.
Yeah. So
do you reckon Gilles could do that?
Well, that's a nice segue on to
talk about relegation now.
All right,
Dagenham, who's the favourites?
Dagenham, Morecambe, Wimbledon.
Atkinson's going to be an interesting one because obviously James Beattie's now manager. Yeah. So I reckon that could go even one or two ways. They could be up there and challenging, as Morecambe did when Morecambe came into the league under their player manager.
Depends. Yeah, it all depends on his attitude in training.
I think
really,
Morecambe actually went up, didn't they? Did they have a season in League One?
No.
Sorry,
they didn't make the playoffs.
Just touching on the non-league side, or used to be in League Two. I love the fact that Davids is going to continue playing for Barnes.
Yeah, have you seen what squad
number
he's going to wear next?
Yeah,
number one.
I think that's fucking brilliant.
I think Barney will be up there as well. They've got some players that did really well at conference level, and they signed them, and they never did it at League Two level. So they could,
well, looking at the odds, they're not even. They're sort of in the middle. They're 12. So yeah, Forest Green are the favourites down there, and Luton perennially.
There's always one team that spends a ridiculous amount of money. I remember seeing Forest Green Rovers play at Hastings. Standard. Yeah. So I'm talking.
Well,
Ryman,
I remember Forest
Green Premier.
Did Hastings beat Gilles in pre-season the other day?
Made
that up.
Yeah, it was like a Gilles 11.
Oh, so that was it. Yeah. All right.
But yeah,
Russian Diamonds had a load of money.
Well, Russian Diamonds went up, but Forest Green have got
Forest
Green have a hippie owner. They only serve vegetarian food at the stadium, and he's good mates with Gary Neville, and I think they're the first carbon neutral football ground or something.
Really?
Along those lines,
the green bit.
But he's pumped a lot of money in. Well, I think that's a happy coincidence.
You got Luton,
Kidderminster.
Kidderminster have got some really, really decent League Two sort of standard players. Luton, I'd like Luton. to get back.
I'd keep an eye on Chester because they've flown through the lower leagues. I think they've had three consecutive promotions since coming back into business after going through a torrid time as well. But there's a lot of former league clubs in there. I mean, you look all the way down, and with the exception of Forest Green, I think all the way down in the odds to Lincoln, and then you've got Woking further than that. There's about 13 teams that have been in the Football League in the last 10 years. I mean, it's a stacked old division, much like League One. Here we can have a look at now, because that is full of
League One. Is
League One's a very good league this year.
It's ridiculously strong, right?
It's going to be much harder to get out of it than it was last year.
Yeah, my team got promoted to League One, and then you start looking at the fixture list, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
First month of the season, Jules have got, we've got Colchester at home, and then we're playing Brentford, who are playoff finalists, playoff finalists, playing Wolves, Bristol City, and Swindon all in the league. Swindon were up there all last season.
They've missed a lot of players, though.
Lost a lot of players, I think Swindon will be doing really well top off.
I think Swindon will be more of a pushover this year than they were last year. Definitely.
Well, they've lost the Di Canio effect. I mean, I know he went halfway through last season, but I think he brought a bit of glamour about it, didn't he?
They lost sort of their goalkeeper leaving. They lost
Fodringham's one of those championship players, so you'd think he'd stay there.
No, I don't think Swindon would be there at all.
What a way day you'd be to.
It's
got to be Milton Keynes.
It's got to be Brentford.
Swindon. I am looking forward to Milton Keynes. That'll be quite fun. I won't go to Milton Keynes, though. I don't want to line their fucking coffers, the horrible scum.
We just go to the town.
Actually, I might go to Milton Keynes. I've been once before. We've played them a few times.
When will you come back?
Well, it's interesting. I remember my dad's. My dad's company used to have season tickets at Anfield, so him and his mates used to go for the derby. I'd sit in the Liverpool end, but they were Everton fans. And all the lads he went with would not, they'd go to the game, but they wouldn't buy anything in the stadium because they didn't want to fund Liverpool FC.
Why Swindon, by the way? Sorry.
Jules don't like Swindon. It's our big away day. So we've got them.
Tasty night out in Swindon.
Presumably crew for the nightlife as well.
Do you know what? I really love crew because it's so easy to get from London. You can get on there.
Oh, yeah.
Hour and a half. Last time I went to crew, so it was two seasons ago, we played them. Second, third game of the season, two seasons ago, and my mate got so smashed that he thought the half time whistle was the full time whistle. So he was celebrating half time. He's like, right, come on back to the pub. What's all about? It's half time. What? Oh, is it? Oh, all right. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Let me know when you go up to crew. I'll come up with you.
I'll tell you.
So, what was Port Vale like? Was away fix? You've been there before, haven't you?
Port Vale is absolutely horrible.
We're going there
probably,
on Saturday.
Probably about one of the worst places in that league, along with Gillingham.
The ground doesn't look too bad.
The ground's all right. It used to be known as the Wembley of the North.
Yeah.
Vale Park.
Yeah. Last season they had some of it closed down, but apparently that's been opened up. But it'd be a good atmosphere now, and really good game for them to come into as well, with the losing playoff finalists playing them at home. And they'll do alright. Port Vale will do alright.
No, I think they'll do alright.
If you've got a bit of spare time, go to Waterworld in Stoke. It's a wonderful water park. I highly recommend it.
Probably leave
that. A spare time. Are you sure? It's got its own subway.
Is it an outdoor water park?
It's not. No, it's indoor. It does have an outdoor bit, but it's never open.
Funny that.
Is there a topless section?
Well, if you're a bloke, there is. Yeah, the whole place.
Oh, right.
I think it's recommended.
Exciting. So who do we reckon's getting out of League One this year?
You can't look
past Wolves, can you?
Well, see, last season I tipped Gillingham to get out of League Two, and they did. I'm tempted to try and jinx you again this season. But
our squad, our first 11 is strong, but the teams in
tough old ridiculous fixtures.
But then again, there's always a club like Yeovil last season that surprises everyone.
Do you know what?
So out of that top six, there'll be a club in there that no one else would have.
I'd keep an eye. I'd be honest, they're right down the bottom of the odds, but I'd keep an eye on Oldham. I think they did very well towards the end of last season with the new manager in Johnson.
Maybe.
And
they've
lost a couple of players, lost Matt Smith and a few other players, but
where's Matt Smith?
He went to Leeds, didn't he?
They've lost a few up front, but I don't know about Oldham.
I'll take Crew Alex as well. They've got a great young system there.
I think Bradford might be a good shout as a little outsider in that league.
I saw the United 11 play Crew the other day on the internet, and they've got a few players who could play the ball.
Bradford only won 13 odd games last season in the league below.
But
they haven't strengthened that much, and they did start
to look better.
They'll lose Wells at some point. I would have thought he'll go before January. Yeah, I would have thought so, because he'll score goals. That's the thing, the way I see it, the teams that have all been promoted are all going to score. They're all going to score goals. Port Vale have got Lee Hughes, Tom Pope, who scored 30 odd goals last season, and people are saying, well, he's never cut it in League One. He scored goals in pre-season, and the goal scorer scores 30 odd goals, and they're having a strong pre-season. I'm not going to back against him scoring goals at whatever level. At Gills, we've signed Bayak and Fema, and we've got a guy called Cody McDonald who has not done it at League One level, but he's done it at League Two level consistently with Gillingham, so I think we're kind of his club. Rotherham have got some fantastic strikers there, and they've strengthened really well. You mentioned Bradford might do right. I think Rotherham and Bradford will be up there knocking on the door. Yeah. I really do.
You know, some sort of maybe a Yorkshire renaissance in terms of football.
Talking about Yorkshire,
it says a lot for it says a lot for Gills to be 25-1 up there with. There's no sign of them being embarrassed.
That's the knock-on effect of a championship winning season. And Martin Allen,
they'll only be embarrassed when their scummy fans go away and get drunk like Celtic fans.
What do we reckon about Peterborough? Bounce up.
It depends if they keep the lad up front, because obviously they lost Gale to Palace. I think he went to
5 million.
Yeah. And now there's
a lot of money for someone who's pretty unproven.
And there's talk of them losing Tomlin as well. I think it's Lee Tomlin. So if they lose him, then it's who they sign. But I mean, other than like Wolves are going to be up there, you really would have thought, like, you can't see them not being. Their squad is ridiculous. They got the guy Griffiths who scored about 90 goals in Scotland last season.
He was nominated for SPFA player of the year.
Really good signing. Yeah.
Your lot, Brentford.
Wait, he was on loan.
I think 8-1's flattering on us.
You're easily
made some good signings.
Easily stronger than you were last season, and last season you did very well. Obviously, you're not the sort of the surprise package that you were. Sheffield United, you can't look for. Bristol City have got a fantastic squad. They've lost a couple of good players.
Yeah, I think Bristol City are being good team this year.
But Preston did really well. We talked a lot about Preston when Wesley was in there making his changes. He's now got a squad which he's built, which is behind him, and they signed Kevin Davies from Bolton. Yeah. He will score goals at League One.
Without
a shadow of a doubt, because he could still do it at a championship level, I would have thought.
Do we spare a thought for Coventry fans having to ground share?
I think it's going to be very tough for
Coventry.
To be honest,
that's a fucking terrible situation for Coventry.
Yeah, they hated the Rico, so some of them probably are not glad that they've left, but a lot of them really, really hated the Rico.
Well, I remember showing pictures on a show last year after we'd been to the Rico.
It was empty, wasn't it? Soulless.
I mean, and they probably had about 8,000 people there, but it looked like there were about three.
It's strange because these new owners come in and they automatically assume that what clubs want is some big fancy stadium, when half the time fans are happy with somewhere that's got a bit of sell about it.
Well, that's actually one of the things that's going on with our club at the moment, is that they're talking about a new stadium, 20,000 all-seater, but actually we're never going to put 20,000 fans in there. I mean,
especially in London, it's such a populated football environment.
Well, the last game at Griffin Park last season was the second leg playoff final, or semi-final against Swindon, and we couldn't even sell that out. So I don't know how they think we're going to put 20,000 fans into a stadium in London. There's so many teams in London anyway. We've got Fulham, Chelsea around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Quick now, who's going to struggle in League One?
I can see Shrewsbury struggling. Yeah. They had a bad squad last season. Yeah. They've lost a few players. Tranmere as well. Remember, they were right up the top of the league for so long. I can see them struggling at the start of the season, but then I think they'll replace Ronnie Moore and I think they'll go back up. Yeah. Tranmere, I don't want Tranmere to go down to League Two. They're a League One championship side in my eyes.
Walsall will struggle because
they've lost a lot of goals.
Well, they lost Grigg to us, and I don't think they've replaced any of the goals which they had in the team.
Their youth setup is just absolutely ridiculous at the moment. They reshaped it from top to bottom.
I'm interested to see what they can do with that then.
Ridiculously good or ridiculously bad?
Good. Yeah. Good. They've got so many local players, all from that area of the Midlands. So it depends how many of them crack on and go through. But so you say that, like Crewe are like one of the favourites down there for relegation. They've got some good players. They get some loan signings in there to supplement that. Colchester United, Gills got the first game of the season. They've signed about five or six really, really good players. Players that have not quite made it to the Premier League, but have now dropped down to League One. So
have they done pre-season?
I'm not too sure. They played Spurs, got a sellout there, and they lost that. They played Ipswich and lost. They weren't getting like absolute pummeled by these
teams. Depends how they fed the new players in, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And the start that they have to the season is going to be.
They only lost 1-0 to a strong Spurs.
That was good Spurs team, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on to the Championship. And am I the only one who thinks it would be a waste of money to back QPR to win the league. They're the favourites at the moment. I can't see it.
Are they favourites?
They're 92 favourites with Paddy Power.
I'm not sure Redknapp.
I'm not sure Redknapp's the person
to take him up. I really don't know. I think we talked about this, didn't we, last week?
Harry Redknapp can get away with struggling at QPR, leaving, and he'll still walk into a Premier League job at a reasonable club.
He's going to be linked with a lot of jobs that come up in the Premiership come Christmas time, isn't
he? We'll come on to, we think he'll go first managerial, and I think Redknapp will be one of the favourites wherever it is, if it's in the top five, to replace them. But it's Championship. It's a bit of an underwhelming league for me this year.
Are you joking?
It's competitive, but
if we'd gone up this... I mean, look, I think Yeovil are going to massively struggle. They had a fantastic second half of last season.
The only thing that will carry Yeovil through is the excitement of being in there.
Absolutely, but I mean, if you're Yeovil, you've got to look at pretty much every fixture. Look at all those teams, other than the two other teams that went up, so Doncaster and Bournemouth, and you've got to be thinking, fucking hell, this is going to be a tough season. There's a lot of pretty strong teams.
It will
teams,
be. For Yeovil, you've just got to pick out your points at home against the teams, the weaker
teams
squads.
How many teams there that have been in the Premiership in the last, five, six years?
Oh, no, there's a...
QPR, Reading, Bolton, Wigan.
It'd be easy to go down the ones that haven't.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeovil, Millwall,
Huddersfield,
Donny,
Brighton, Burnsfield. Forest haven't been up there for 15 years.
They've played in the Premier League. You're looking at probably five teams.
In terms of Premier League, Bournemouth, Brighton, Yeovil, Millwall, Huddersfield, Doncaster.
That's it.
I think that's it. Yeah,
well, there
I think
we
that's
go.
The sixth one, which shows that there's a lot of big teams down there. But I don't know. I the Championship, I'm struggling to find any sort of excitement, just because I don't think
be the most exciting league this season.
I think the clubs that have gone down don't look exciting more than anything. I think Reading, Wigan. I'm interested to see how Forest do, because they always fight to deceive, and I'm interested to see Watford. I'm going to try and get to a few Watford games.
Forest with a pre-season behind Davis is his first full season back. Watford again have got the same squad that they did last season, pretty
has
much.
He brought any more Italians on loan or anything like that?
Not too sure.
Well, they've bought in a lot of the players who were on loan. Watford,
really?
So they've bought in something like 12 players, the majority of which were on loan with them last season.
They're going to miss Vidra, but then they've got Troy Deeney.
They didn't get Vidra, did they?
Deeney was superb in the last season, making and scoring goals. Bolton were the form team for last season, just missed out obviously,
season,
but
they were.
They got a really strong squad and they've strengthened as well.
I'll be going home a few times to see them.
I do like Brighton. Obviously, my missus is from Brighton, but I don't have a great feeling about them next season.
I think they'll struggle
to carry the momentum over,
especially
with all the shite that's gone on.
No pun intended.
Bolton signed a man that went from Leeds, Beckford.
Yes,
I think they've signed
Jermaine Beckford. They
have they?
Yeah. Okay. So they've lost Davies, but they've brought.
He's got goals in him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually had a very good record at Everton.
Do you remember that goal he scored where he ran it from the halfway line as well? He said to be small as well. I met him in Albufeira once on a lad's holiday.
Sure.
Surprise package for me, Ipswich Town.
Yeah, not much. They've signed
some really good
players.
They've
signed Ryan Tunnicliffe on loan from us, and he's a very good combative midfielder.
And when McCarthy went there, they were right in the doldrums. Yeah. He got their home, and it's not a very Ipswich appointment, McCarthy. And he wasn't universally met with positive vibes. Their home form was ridiculous, and he's made some decent signings.
They've also signed Frederick Caselli from us, who we released on a free, a young lad, very classy ball playing. Play centre half, right back, or centre midfield. It's not a bad shout. Ipswich,
got some five. What are they on your odds there?
20 to 1.
Well, I bet as a surprise package. I could well see him making the playoffs.
I mean, outside of Yeovil, in terms of strugglers, Huddersfield. I can't see them.
I think Doncaster are going to struggle as well. I mean, I didn't actually think that they were a great team. I mean, they got results in League One last year, but actually, I'm not convinced Doncaster are going to find it easy at all.
Two teams in that league that I look at and really hope fail, and I genuinely think they might as well. One's Blackpool, because I hate Paul Ince. I don't really know why, I just don't like him.
Do you like his son?
Big time show.
Is it just the whole family that
don't? No. I just from a managerial point of view, I've heard stories about what Paul Ince has been like at other clubs, where it's all about himself. And anyway, but this is just speculation anyway. and this isn't his fault actually, because he hasn't brought in hardly anyone pre-season. He hasn't been able to for various reasons. I think they're going to struggle, and Millwall as well. If Lomas gets off to a bad start, they will absolutely
right on his back.
Jump on it.
Well, as I was walking in this morning outside the bookies, they had a video of him scoring against United for West Ham, and obviously the connection with West Ham is going to be very. If he wins the first five or six games or puts a good run together, they're going to love him. But
saying that, they Jill's had a friend against me when they took us apart and looked really good, apparently a lot better than anyone else we played, so he might get him together and whatever. But
I think too much of an uphill struggle. It's a bit like McLeish when in Birmingham.
The thing is with Mill, you know, when a club is completely used to a manager, he was there so long and he reshaped that club. I've read a couple of books about what he did there. And it was his club and all about him. So be interested to see how they get on without him.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about Premier League now, so I'm going to fuck off.
Well, do you want to nip to the bar and buy me a pint before you go? That's a cash. Do us a favour. I can't get off. Pint to Carlin. He's heading out the door with that. No, he's not.
Someone, get him.
Yeah. Premier League.
The first thing I noticed about the Premier League, I can start talking again now. The first thing I noticed about the Premier League is the fucking ridiculous odds.
Well,
everybody, no, I understand why, but you've got from the other leagues, you've got from your 9-2s, your 7-2s favourites, even your 4-1 favourites, and then you've got your 100-1s. You've got your 200-1s max and stuff like that. But
can we just stop, Dan? Apparently, the new barmaid's all right, according to Jim.
Oh, nice. I'll check that out in a minute.
There we go. We'll have a look. But
she thinks Everton are going to get relegated.
She thinks Everton are going down.
You've got from as soon as you get past Tottenham at 28-1 and 2, 3, 4, 5, who are in 6, you've got Everton at 250-1, all the way down to Crystal Palace at 10,000-1.
But there's a reason for this.
That is realistic.
How many winners have there been in the Premiership?
It's ridiculous.
But it is the gulf in the Premier League, isn't it? I mean, that is.
It is. And obviously, the odds are probably a bit inflated, but. It's true.
Who's on all these, by the way?
These are from Paddy Power. I do think it's ridiculous that Norwich down there, but we'll talk about relegation.
We have mentioned Paddy Power like 5 times now. They're honestly, they're not sponsoring us. We're not plugging Paddy Power, honestly, like that.
But they do have a very easy to use website and very competitive odds. Here's your man Ray Winston. Tell us a bit more about it.
That's
who's he?
That's Betway. Betway.
I'll give a fuck. Ray Mundo. Fucking cockney bastard. But no, Andy, you've been quite.
Bloody hell. Hang on.
Sorry. Like I said, we
hate. Controversy equal is opportunity never far
hatred.
Away.
Equal opportunity hatred. Andy, you've been quite clear that you think Chelsea are going to struggle next season. over the last few weeks. No, Chelsea are the favourites, which is bizarre for a team that were 15 points off the top last season.
New
manager, albeit one they've previously had. But
Mr. Mourinho effect, isn't it? But no, it's the squad that they're pulling together. It's the fact that last year they had the likes of Oscar and Hazard and Mata, who were just starting to gel, had a season to gel. Now they've all been there for the new boys.
Yeah.
They've got. I mean, I think depending on who they sign as well, and if they sign anyone else, but Lukaku could be
the dark horse.
The quiet signing of the season, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll go on to dark horses in a minute, because I was actually going to say Lukaku is one to go there and bang in 30 goals.
It depends on how much they play.
It depends whether or not they sign Wayne Rooney as well.
Well,
the other thing to note is that there's quite a lot of stability there now. I mean, I honestly can't look past Chelsea.
I'm not sure there's ever stability at Chelsea.
With Mourinho coming in, he's going to be there for a few years.
I don't know. You never know. They always say never go back. And I think Mourinho is good enough to go there and win the league. But at the same time, I think he could go there. It could all go tits up. He could fall out with Abramovich again. I don't think they've strengthened the defence as much as they need to, because the defence was their weaker point last season. As great as David Luiz is, and I rate him highly, he can still go all over the place.
Let's see how Mourinho organises them. He's the master of the 1-0, isn't he?
That's what I have to say. I do think they're the favourites. I can never really look beyond United. I think we're going to have either a fantastic season or a very difficult season. I would take third place.
I think you're going to be a really frustrated Man United fan this season.
I'm not going to be frustrated, because I'm very open and honest, and I think we are going to have a difficult season. But I think we could equally.
It still pisses me off how Arsenal are up there at 10-1 when they've got such an average.
Especially when they've not signed anyone. I mean,
they've not signed anyone yet. I think they will. I think they're running out of time.
But they're, and they're running out of targets.
No. Supposedly they've agreed a $22 million deal for Bernard. Supposedly.
Oh, the young Brazilian.
So Shakhtar Donetsk apparently, and one other European club. Really. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes.
Yeah, but I mean, Shakhtar,
who did very well in Europe last season and have a lot of Brazilian players.
Well, so Fernandinho.
It's not like he's guaranteed to be in a group stage every year. Arsenal have to go through a qualifier.
But it's the lure of the Premier League. Do you want to play in the Ukraine? Or do you want to play in England? You know. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. But Tottenham. Talk about Tottenham. Yeah, I mean, it all hinges on Mr. Bale, doesn't it?
Keep Gareth Bale, sign Soldado, and we'll win the league.
And what about miss out on Soldado?
The barmaid doesn't think that's going to happen, by the way.
Miss out on Soldado and lose Gareth Bale, and we're looking at fucking mid table.
Get him off your books. He obviously wants to go.
It depends.
His stock's never been higher.
I don't agree with a lot of what Ollie Holt says, right? But I read an article he wrote this morning about.
Well, it's a pretty good article, actually.
I thought it was a really good article. Obviously, being a Spurs fan, it's emotional.
Set a precedent for how you want to be as a club.
If you haven't read it, it's basically along the lines of yes, in theory, selling Bale for 85, 100 million, whatever, like it's a logical move. It makes sense. If a player would like to go to another club, you can get a ridiculous amount of money from it. It's logical. But. Wouldn't it be great if he stayed? Wouldn't it be great if you look at the likes of from America, like the Chicago Bulls, like we did with Jordan, they did with Peyton Manning at the Patriots. They're like, why not build a team around a star player and make it and set a precedent and make what could be with Paulinho, with Chaldry, like he looks like apparently looks like a decent player. You know, you got Dembele is going to be stronger.
Yeah, I mean, you still got like the Sandro with Lennon and
Defoe's apparently. I like the fact that Defoe is cut 2 weeks short of his summer to go
fitness
to his
training,
France,
for
fitness training, and he looked sharp at the weekend. Apparently, scored
a hat trick.
Adebayor can fuck off, but it's. We've got the basis.
You've got
there
the bare bones,
team. And with a player like Bale, it's not about, for me. I don't really give a shit about the money.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the money, and it's that goosebumps you get when you see a player who's playing for your team, and he picks up the ball, and you don't know what's going to happen.
I think
all of this is on the fact that he's going to replicate the form he gave you last year, and I think. History goes to show that once a player's head is turned and they don't want to play there anymore, then are you going to get the football out?
I don't think he doesn't not want to play there anymore. I don't think he's that sort of person that would throw his toys out.
That's a lot of what's been said in the press, is that he doesn't want to quite hand in the transfer because he don't want to sour his relationship with the Spurs fans.
No.
The one thing I would say, playing devil's advocate, is obviously there is an awful lot of money to be got. If you're going to sell him, you've got to sell him soon, because you don't want this to be another Dimitar Berbatov on until the 1st of September. Or Modric.
He's been linked with you.
Because the best thing might be coming back in part of the deal.
Bollocks. The best thing you can do is get 85 million for him and use that wisely on buying three or four players who can replace him.
I agree with that.
And you've still got money to spend anyway, obviously. So if you get Soldado, look at a few other players.
And Soldado would be a...
Soldado's
a class.
But I tell you what, I fucking hate Real Madrid. Everyone smiling in the press and say, "Are we though?"
To be fair, Perez, isn't it? It's bloody.
It's that fucking newspaper. That
To be fair, Chelsea have done the same with Rooney. They've had Hazard out in the press. They've had Mourinho. I hate the way he comes to do it. Oh yeah, we'd love to have him here. He'd be happy if Real Madrid come calling. There was a very interesting letter on Football 365 yesterday, where someone said, if you exclude Real Madrid's first five European Cups, which were won in the first 5 years of the tournament, when there was about 16 teams in there and they weren't that good and there was a big disparity, they've only won it three times in the last 45 years, the same as Man United. And
do you know how much they've spent on players since the last time they won?
Yeah, they haven't been in the final for 11.
Do you know how much it is?
How much?
It's a wonderful stat. They've spent over £1 billion on players.
Was that wages as well?
I think it's on buying
pounds.
Players.
Yeah. Jesus
a billion
Christ.
On since they last won the Champions League.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful stat.
Well, they've not won it since 2002. And you think they bought Ronaldo for 80 million, they bought Beckham for 25 million, they bought Fat Ronaldo for something like
50 million. They've spent a lot of money,
and it probably is wages as well. I'm not entirely sure, but it's either way, they've spent over a billion. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they just spent 35 million on a player I've not really seen play.
The Spanish lad from Sociedad, I can't remember his name.
35 million.
Something Basque and unpronounceable.
A lot of money. I mean, it's a similar sort of thing which they did with Sergio Ramos when they spent about 28 million on him, early in his career, whatever. But United do the same thing in England, mate. You can't say they don't.
I'm not sure they do to the same extent.
No, but they unsettle players at clubs.
I think every club tends to do it these days, but the Spanish are the worst for it. I think Barcelona and Real Madrid, they have the habit of.
I love Zinedine Zidane, but I wish he'd shut up.
I
agree. I completely agree.
I love that, but one of my.
What I will also say is I don't think the likes of United, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal, I think Chelsea do to an extent, but I don't think they make it as public when they're trying to unset the player.
The one thing I will say is that if he does go, part of me will be like, good luck to him, and I'll follow him, and I'll really, really want to support him. And the blessing in disguise is that he's not gone to Chelsea or Man United or Man City, because I've been absolutely heartbroken to see him in another shirt week in, week out, in a rival team. If he's going to go, if he goes to Real Madrid, I'd wish him all the best, because he deserved it, and he's a good lad. But
looking elsewhere, dark horses for the season.
Let's just wrap this up, because I've got to go in a minute, and there's some really funny stuff that's been happening over the last
couple of weeks. Norwich are going to do very well with the transfers they've done.
Ricky Van Wolfswinkle.
Potentially Quagliarella, but also.
I can't wait to see his first goal and see the papers.
Leroy Fair, and there's a few other players that brought in very good.
Norwich are actually being linked with, I looked at this, so this is a different way of looking at the betting odds. So if you look at a relegation treble from the Premier League, so it's the promoted teams which are all favourite to go down, lowest odds, 7-1 gives you all three teams promoted to get relegated. But then if you look at any other relegation treble, it's Norwich, Stoke and Sunderland who are being linked with it.
I'm going to make my annual prediction of Stoke going down and keep hoping, praying, keep stabbing the voodoo doll. But like I said, we get enough time for you, Dan, and you've got some funny stories. I do have one quick one before we do. A friend of ours from work was on holiday in Marbella last week, and she spent most of Sunday drinking with a group of her friends, a group of a lad who she's met and his friends, one of which was Jimmy Bullard. Apparently he was absolutely mental and threw himself into the swimming pool fully clothed.
Oh, I did that all day as well.
What a crazy guy.
Crazy Jimmy Bullard.
I also did it naked.
Well, yeah, but not in shorts, bizarrely. Or did you do it in shorts?
No.
Did you do it in your swim shorts as well?
Oh, that as well, I kind of went for the whole extreme.
You've covered the full gamut.
I actually also... absolutely shit-faced. No, because I'd perfected the backflip off the wall into the pool after a couple of days.
Nice.
And when we were shit-faced and came home one night, with all the girls standing on the decking, I realised that I thought it would be a really good idea to do a naked backflip right in front of them, and let's just say they got a bit of an eyeful.
Nice. Well, go on, tell us your funny story.
No, not funny story. I've got a few wankers of the week. Wankers of the last however long I haven't been here, which I'm talking about. Noel Ranger and his new face tattoo.
Oh, what a tosser.
But if you look at it, looks like it says Ranges.
Maybe he's angling for a move.
Look, Ranges though. It looks like
there's no R. He's looking for Rangers, isn't he?
Ranges.
R-A-N-G-E-S. Maybe he's representing the range.
The retail store that's opening
in Glasgow.
Who gets your own name tattooed on the side of your face, you prick? Did you speak about John Henry last week?
I think we mentioned John Henry. What are you smoking?
Absolutely hilarious.
Joey Barton.
And something else that's quite hilarious, Barton to Everton, and he's going to take a 50% pay cut.
Yeah, drop his wages in half.
And he's asked them.
Have you seen what he tweeted this morning?
I reckon he'll end up there.
Always a blue.
I reckon he'll end up there for some reason.
I think he could be a good signing if his head's right.
Another wanker. Marlon Kinn is... King has been arrested
on hit and run.
Scum.
That's not wankers, that's scum. Scum of the week.
I think that's being kind.
Also got great banter. Did you hear about West Brom's Romanian defender Gabby Tanas?
No.
He was arrested just over a month ago for getting sloshed whilst on international duty. This is actually, I got a couple of these from the Match Pint boys, Pete Starr, who we met when we did the quiz. Top Lads, he did an article called, I think it was like, wankers football being footballers being wankers in July or something like that, which actually was really funny. But this one was from him. Gabby Thomas was arrested just over a month ago for getting shit faced while on international duty, kicking in the door to a block of flats, and allegedly found kicking in the building.
Nice.
No one's really sure why, but apparently probably just really needed a kick. And at the same time,
narcoleptic.
You see, I did see this, but it reminded me on the Match Point Boys reminded this was Mascherano kicking a medic. You see this?
Oh, no, I did see this.
As he was being carried off. For some reason, he just... The rumour has it that he wanted to be slowed... to be slowed down, but actually...
Quite a few weeks ago, isn't it?
Yeah. Federation. But I don't know if we mentioned it, but that found that really funny. Happy Cissé.
Spelt his boots wrong, didn't
he? Just the boy has had a summer to forget.
Yeah.
Like, refusing to wear the Wonga shirt because of his religious beliefs, then getting spotted in a casino that apparently he regularly attends, and then getting Nike spelling his name wrong on his boots.
As Sammy Amiobi said, that was awkward.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of awkward, Joe Kinnear's had a busy summer, hasn't he?
I have to say, I like the fact on your notes you've spelt Joe Kinnear's name wrong, which is a taste of his own medicine, I think.
Brilliant.
I think that's a taste of his own medicine. Yeah. He deserves
and I've spelt it with a J-O as in a female version.
Yeah, just bless him.
I love the fact that he's been brought in to be, chief scout and
director of football. Pardew's my tip for the first half.
No signings whatsoever.
Well,
so Joe Kinnear is.
I could see Pardew going.
I think
Pardew would be
gone quickly. Yeah.
Bless Kieran Dyer. He's retired finally because
five years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And
he scored last season.
It's Stuart Holden. He's got his third series.
Yeah, he's done now.
He's out 6 months ago.
It's a terrible shame because he's actually a very good player. One other sad note, which I must say, is
Benitez.
Yeah, Christian Chucho Benitez, formerly of Birmingham, passed away suddenly, aged 27.
Valencia's
flying back to the funeral. Yeah. But a lot of Spanish football or Spanish language football has come out. Apparently, lovely bloke.
He played the day before.
Well, that was the problem. He felt it when he was playing, and apparently it was peritonitis, I think.
Yeah.
Terrible. But he had a great goal-scoring record in Mexico and Ecuador. He did very well in Birmingham as well. Well, not very well, but I think he scored 4 in 36 games, but he looked dangerous. I remember his debut against United, first game of the season, and he looked explosive when he came on. So, thoughts with his family and loved ones there. It's a terrible shame when that happens. But yeah, I think that wraps us up for the week, and we're back. We're back with fucking football.
We are, and I tell you what, next week we'll be able to talk about all the games that we've
seen. Hopefully we'll be back with a regular show from here on in. We're going to have a few changes, hopefully new faces as well for the coming season. So keep an eye out for that, keep listening. If you are offended by anything we say, complaints to @SimonHead, please don't just stop listening. But yeah. Until next week, enjoy this weekend's football. Good luck to your team, unless you're an MK Dons fan, in which case you don't support a team, so tough pun. And yeah, see you next week.